Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I'm an eggs guy in the morning. How about you? Two eggs over easy, or scrambled, or omeleted, or poached, or any way at all. Two eggs, half a bagel, and coffee. So this morning, as I was making my breakfast, I looked around our kitchen and realized that it is replete with materials and tools which simply did not exist when I was a boy. A bit of context here. I'm 72 years old, which means I was a boy in the 50s and 60s. So I made a list, and I find myself astounded at what's new to the world all during the course of my lifetime. Let's start with the device that I'm writing this essay on, my laptop. Nothing but nothing about a laptop existed when I was a kid. Microprocessors, printed circuits, liquid crystal displays, touchpad entry, and on and on and on. Oh, computers existed. They were the machines of the future. When I was 7, they were the size of my kitchen and were fed with magnetic tapes and punch cards. The government had them. Universities had them. There was no such thing as a home computer. There's a calculator sitting in a catch-all drawer that has been obsolete for years, but it did not exist in the 50s. Calculations were done on mechanical marvels called adding machines. Punch the keys, pull the lever, and get your answer printed on a 2-inch-wide roll of paper. We've had a microwave oven for years. We don't use it much, except for thawing frozen items and reheating a beverage. I remember hearing rumors about the technology, but it was still in the realm of science fiction. Hey, have you ever put a raw, uncracked egg in your microwave and turned it on? Well, don't. There was a day, a long time ago, that I did just that. I wanted to know what would happen. The egg exploded, a perfect little bomb. It buckled the roof of the machine and blew the door open, hanging from its hinges. Our microwave has a digital clock and a timer on it. We didn't have digital anything. The kitchen timer was spring-wound. The clocks had a big hand and a little hand. Our cooking range has that click, click, click electronic ignition. My boyhood kitchen stove, way back in the old days, had a gas burner and a box of matches on the shelf right next to it. My friend Bill texted me while I was eating my eggs. He texted me on my cell phone. We didn't have cell phones, or sell anything, for that matter. Telephones were desk models, or wall-mounted. They were big and heavy, and they stayed in one place. We made them portable by adding an 8-foot cord to the handset. Every number was dialed on a rotary dial, which reminds me, I used to work for the design firm that invented character phones. We did the first Mickey Mouse telephone, and dozens more. We did rather well with those. I haven't defrosted a freezer in years. That used to be a bi-monthly chore for my mom. I think that the frost-free refrigerator was one of her favorite innovations in a life that started in her home without electricity. I think that the words light-emitting diode, those words are wonderful to say. They come rolling off the tongue like the words butterfly and summer afternoons. We didn't have LEDs either, so we never said the words. We have a water carbonator sitting out on the counter, absolutely indispensable. We use it all the time. When I was a kid, we got our sparkling water from the seltzer man, who came around on his truck once a week on Wednesday mornings. He played a jingle from a loudspeaker. You could tell he was coming from a block away. The seltzer bottle was heavy and the color of church window blue, with a dispenser nozzle that shot the wonderful stuff right into your glass. You gave your empties back to the seltzer man when he brought you the fresh goods. The list is much, much longer, of course, but it is time to go. I would love to hear your stories about old and new, what we have now that we didn't have then. So I'll just wrap it up by telling you that I'm looking out a thermal pane window, listening to the automated church bells, standing here in my Crocs.